Greetings from Dragonfly Cottage. It's Maitri, and it's about 9:15 at night. I had not planned on recording quite this late, but I had thought that the evening would be a good time to record. I had sort of accidentally come to recording at 8 o'clock last night. And what I found then and thought about later was that in the evening, all the birds are put to bed and the dogs have been given all of their medications and taken out to the potty and kind of curl up to go to sleep around me. And you may hear little snores here and there because little tiny blind Pennypug is in my lap. But I thought this would be a more peaceful time of night. I do have a little something in store for you that I had thought about doing today. But first of all, I want to say a very special thank you to all of you who've been listening. There have been quite a number of you for this early on. I'm just starting my second week of podcasts today, and I have received some really wonderful comments, both at Audioboo and through my blog and some on Facebook or Twitter. And I'm just very, very honored and very grateful. So I wanted to thank you for that and to let you know how very much it means to me to connect with you and commune with you. And I hope more of you will leave a little comment at Audioboo. You can go there after the podcast. There's a little space to leave a comment, and I really would love to hear from you. And you can click on a little button there to follow my podcasts so that you know when they've been recorded. I don't want to be as erratic with the time as I have been. I'm kind of finding my rhythm as this week goes along. So what I thought I would do for you this evening, it's a Friday evening, kind of a nice evening for storytelling, I thought. And I thought maybe on Friday evenings I would share with you one of the little excerpts, small smidgen of one of my 100 ladies' stories. Now you can go to my blog at maitrisheart.com. Again, that's M-A-I-T as in Tom, R-I-S-H-E-A-R-T.com. And you can see pictures of the ladies that I'm drawing that I talk about. This is part of the 100 Ladies Project that I'm working on, which is a book and a number of other things as well. And these are stories about different ladies that have sort of surprising stories, and they live outside the box, and some of them are kind of fairy tales or little delightful stories, I hope. And the one I wrote the other day is about a woman named Hannah. And the name of this little piece that I put on the blog is, Hannah was not just an accountant. Few people knew this, but at night she flew over the stars. Never judge a book by her cover. Hannah used to think it was sad that no one seemed to notice her, that they considered her just an accountant, the mousy, quiet woman who sat in the corner, working hard, and while a nice sort of woman, had little to say, though she was always pleasant. In school, Hannah had been the straight-A student who didn't fit in with the cool kids, and was too shy to even join the after-school clubs that she would have liked to. But she had a secret. Hannah had special powers, and she felt this was something she should keep to herself. Hannah went into work every morning with her hair pulled back tight in a bun, her black glasses with the heavy frames dwarfing her pretty face, and she wore one of three suits, a black, navy, or gray, with sensible pumps. She wore hose, which didn't seem to be the fashion anymore, and was quite unsettled by the women who came in dressed casually, wearing no stockings, and the most peculiar-looking shoes. They called them burger uppers or some such thing, but they were certainly not suitable for a place of business. Of that, she was certain. Hannah wasn't invited out by her co-workers, who thought that she was probably so dull she'd fall asleep at the table and be an embarrassment to their friends. What in the world would Hannah have to say? They imagined her going home and eating saltine crackers with canned soup, having a cup of tea, reading Jane Austen, and then going to bed, probably with a cat. If they only knew. Hannah gathered her things, shyly smiled, ever so slightly, at the few co-workers who were still there when she, almost always the last one to leave, gathered her things and headed home. She took the subway, staring out the window, making up countless stories about the other passengers and smiling to herself, knowing that they would never know. When she finally reached the doorstep of her brownstone, she picked up the paper, pulled the mail out of the box, squealing with delight as she walked through the door, tossed her briefcase over the back of the sofa, kicked off her pumps and screeched, "Gracious me, Mr. Toggles, look what came in the mail!" On these days, when special mail came, Hannah was beside herself, but still took time to carefully undress and hang her suit up, put her pumps in the closet, and grab one of her favorite things to wear around the house. It was one of her brightly colored tie-dye dresses that went down to her ankles. She didn't bother with shoes. She didn't see the point. She set her glasses on her dresser, took down her bun, and shook out her waist-long curls. She then went careening through her untidy little home, making airplane wings of her arms as she tilted this way and that, flying around the furniture, over to Mr. Toggle's tank. She never did anything at home without Mr. Toggle's. And as she took off the lid of the tank, greeting him with, "Who's Mama's little man?" she reached her hand down slowly into the tank and let him slither up her arm, curling around it and coming all the way up until they were nose to nose. Mr. Toggle's was a corn snake, and large for his size, a little over 4 feet, and the love of her life. He was an albino corn snake, with a beautiful coral pattern against cream-white skin and red eyes, and he only had eyes for Hannah. She had raised him from a baby and had no trouble at all with raising a steady supply of mice to feed him, watching him with glee as he polished off a live mouse. This night, Mr. Toggles curled around Hannah's arm and shoulder and made himself comfortable while she sat at her big table in the middle of what probably should have been a dining room table, but was a studio of sorts, filled with art supplies and fabric and books stuffed in any which way. And tonight, as she opened the padded envelope and let a pile of new rubber stamps and brightly colored stamp pads cascade across the table, her mind was running in 1,000 directions. She reached for her big journal, a fistful of colored pens, glitter and glue, and a stack of old magazines to tear apart, and she started in, writing and stamping and cutting and pasting, painting and dreaming, and writing more stories about her life, the life which she had created, that she lived in her head, and within the four walls of her little brownstone. Hours passed before she was finished, and Mr. Toggles had been sleeping happily against the warmth of her body the whole time. He was a great comfort to her. At 11 o'clock, she closed everything up and put Mr. Toggles away, stroking him for a few minutes and staring into his glowing red eyes with love. She put the lid on his tank and a dictionary with a couple of bricks on top. He was an escape artist, the little rascal. And she ordered Thai food to be delivered. She ate it while watching a horror film. She just loved those. And then got ready for bed. This was her favorite time of the night. Hannah put on her long, flowing pink satin nightgown, opened her skylight, and breathed in the cool, fresh air. It was a perfect night. Once again, she would slip out of the skylight and fly so high she would look down upon the stars. And as she did, she would drop the tiny crystals made of stardust in a rainbow of colors over the houses below. It was the most important job that she had, sprinkling dream dust, as she called it. She sprinkled extra dust, the prettiest, sparkliest, crystalline powder that she had, over the roofs of her co-workers. She loved to hear them talk about their dreams the next day, but she never looked up, never smiled, and kept her attention focused on the work at hand. When you are a magic maker, it's best never to let on. It's best people never know. It's important to guard their dreams, as she had her own since she was a small child. It was the most important work that she did. She took this job very seriously. Tonight she would go home and have an early dinner and explain to Mr. Toggles that she would be out longer than normal. It was to be a perfect night, with so many stars in the sky, it would be lit up like flashing neon. And what she had in store for the dreamers was something they would never forget. So that's Hannah's story. And I wrote Hannah's story because we are so often judged by what people see from the outside, or we judge other people that way. And they are likely, as we are, so much more than anybody ever sees. So I hope you'll see the people around you with new eyes and realize that they, too, have secrets and surprises that you can't even imagine. And I just bet you do too. So I hope you have a wonderful Friday evening. It is the middle of the night for you friends in Europe and other parts of the world. But I hope you'll hear this tomorrow and know that it was sent with much love. And I look forward to hearing from you if you'll leave me a comment. And I wish you well in any case. Good night from Dragonfly Cottage.